Yeah, one of us have to reveal a secret about ourselves. We do this every Friday. The wheel landed on my name today. Kim Kieran, the question was...
What has been your biggest struggle?
Okay. So truthfully, I'm nervous about this. I don't get nervous about much in here, but I am nervous about this. And I promise there's like some happiness at the end of this as well. But this is something that I haven't spoken about publicly. It's something that truthfully, there are people who I'm close to in my life who don't know this as well. It's something that I really haven't felt comfortable talking about it. But I feel because of things going on in my life and sort of things going on in the world right now, it's an important thing to talk about. And I feel like I'm going to feel better once I do. Okay, so the biggest struggle in my life. Growing up, I was not surrounded by any girls or women who looked like me in any way. Like even my mother, I was a different race. And I ended up fighting a huge battle, not with the fact that, that I was a different race, but with the fact that I was a different shape and my body looked a lot different than everyone else's, you know? And I think things are getting better, but at the time it was really, it was considered appropriate for everybody to sort of like have a say about your body. Mm-hmm. People in my family, my grandmother, my mother, her friends, you know, saying things that I think back and I'm like, oh my God, I would never say that to a young girl. Mm-hmm. You know, I was very different and my thighs are bigger. My butt is bigger. Like no matter what size I am, these are things that are just true to my body shape. It has nothing to do necessarily with weight. So I remember I was put on my first diet when I was probably 6 or 8 years old.
Wow. Wow.
And it was just always a topic of conversation, my weight, you know, and I was active. And I was healthy at one point as well, like when I was younger too, but it was just always a conversation. And on top of the fact that this was happening sort of in my home and in my personal life, of course, again, I think it's getting better, but you're being bombarded with ads again of people who look nothing like me, you know? So I just developed an extreme, truthfully, hatred for my body and the skin that I was in. You know, there were different times throughout my life where I literally woke up and it was the very first thing on my mind every single day. It was completely exhausting. And by the time I was in my late teens and early 20s, I actually developed like a string of eating disorders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was really tough. It had sort of like completely overtaken me. And it's such a horrible thing. And I'm not the only one who's dealt with this. But there were times when I was dealing with an eating disorder, I was not in a good place. My health clearly wasn't good if you're neglecting your body like that. And then mentally and spiritually as well, my soul is just shot because you can't be happy when you're that disconnected to the person that you are and the body that you're in, right? And because of the world that we live in, it was during those times where people would be like, hey, you look great. Like, keep doing whatever you're doing, which really messes with your psyche well, right? Mm-hmm. It really, really messes with you. So it was in my early 20s, probably only like 5 years ago now, where I sort of like, and I know this isn't how these struggles end for everybody, unfortunately, but I sort of had an epiphany where I was just like, this is not working for you. You know, you've lost some weight, you've put it back on. There was body dysmorphic issues. So it was whether I was a size 6 or a size 12 or 14, which I am now, it was all the same to me. Like once you hate yourself like that, it really has nothing to do with the weight.
Right.
So I decided, and this is a big reason why I have such a passion for health and wellness too, because it was the hardest thing I ever had to do and probably will ever have to do is to decide to love and care for my body at a size 12 or 14. Mm-hmm. It was one of the toughest things, but I knew that it was necessary. So I sort of began that process, and I'm not saying that everything is all better now because it's definitely not at all how it works. You know, like you still get triggered by different things. Sometimes people make comments. You have to read like every once in a while. You know, of all the text messages we receive here, probably in 2 years, I've received horrible text messages from miserable people calling me fat or something like that. But like, you bet I can remember word for word what they said.
I know, it's always the negative one that stays in your mind, even though even right now as we speak, people are writing you wonderful messages.
Yeah, but it's hard. And I know, and it's so important to me that I talk about this. And not only has it been my biggest struggle, but it has been my biggest dream, truthfully, to become one of those people who is so like unapologetically happy and comfortable in my skin. Mm-hmm. That's something that I've always wanted to do. And I've wanted to inspire other girls, you know, young girls growing up being like, your body's good. It might not be the same as the person next to you, but your body is good. And it's totally a mindset. Like, you know, somebody with the exact same body can feel completely different when they wake up every single day. So that's something that I've always wanted to do. However, I've never really felt like I was at a place where I felt like I was comfortable or healed enough necessarily to talk about it. But it's become something that we're talking about so much with celebrities and people in the news. And I feel like I'm being a little bit dishonest when I'm talking about these and not also talking about what I've been through in my struggle as well. So I wanted to talk about it. And it's also because of what's going on in my life, because funny enough, it was only like a month ago that we had a photo shoot here at the station for new photos for the website. And afterwards, the stylist came up to me and he said, "Have you ever thought of being a model?" And I literally like look behind me and I'm like, where's the skinny girl behind me? Because I know you're not talking to me. And I was like, well, no, like, no, definitely not. And he said, you know, like, we're all standing back there looking at your shots. And he's like, you don't take a bad picture. And my best friend owns a modeling agency, and I'd really like to hand your pictures along to her. She signs all types of models, curvy models, and I think you'd be really good at it. And if it's something that you'd be into, I'm going to send it. I'm like, okay, good luck. Whatever. Go ahead and send it. And the woman reached out to me that night, and she was really nice, and we had a meeting, and she actually signed me. The modeling agency is called Saint Germain Models. So she signed me as a curvy model here in Montreal on her agency. So now I'm like working with different like fashion brands from here in Montreal, and I'm really having to sort of shed what I've been carrying even more, you know, because as you let walls go, you realize that there are still some there and they're coming up. But I knew that like embarking on this journey, I wasn't going to be able to do it authentically, and I wasn't going to be able to do it in a way where I was going to really help other people unless I was really honest about my struggle. So that has been my biggest struggle, and it sort of has a cool, happy, interesting ending. And I had super bad anxiety before I started speaking about this, and I already feel a lot better right now. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much for sharing. That's, you know, I often forget like what goes on in people's minds when you just pass them by. You don't necessarily know all that's going on and all that leads up to this moment. But beauty and confidence shines from the inside out, right? And you have that, and you're beautiful, and I think you're doing great. And there's nothing from the outside perspective. There's nothing to really be ashamed of. So
do you think is Sam hitting on me right now?
A little bit. Is. Guys, I can step out if you want it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That means the world
to me.
Thank
you, Nikki.
And thank you for the text messages.